Another one story, Mahabharat clip. The king, Dhritarashtra, is sitting on his throne, and this is again, I mean, it's interesting imagery here also. It's Mahabharat episodes 25 to 30, and we are at 1 hour, 6 minutes, something. And we've got Shakuni on his left side, and we've got Bhishma on his right side. And Bhishma is talking to the king, saying, you know, I mean, you need to select, you know, your successor. We need to get this over with and done. And of course, that is Yudhishthira. And the king, he knows that, but he's bewildered, because he has his, well, he's blind, not only, as they say, not only in the physical eyes, but something in there, and bewildered by his attachment to that position of being the king and his son succeeding him. And I mean, I can understand that this is much the what's there in those people who sit on these thrones and leader positions. I want to be someone, right? So if you sit there because of ego, just as Krishna said, you can make war out of ego, then rather than qualifications and a sincere desire and dedication to helping the citizens in your country and serving them, then that's a serious error on a ruler or leader. So I'm thinking now, you see also such incompetent blind leaders actually sitting on thrones, whatever they sit on, one of them in the big, what they call empire, but what others are starting to see more like something else, a circus, sitting there with a big ego. I'm big, and my country, our empire is the biggest, and look out, don't mess with us, that kind of thing. And here is Dhritarashtra, and he's bewildered. Of course, he's conflicted within. He doesn't know what to do, and he's weak also. Strength and weakness is something of the heart. Do the right thing. Stick to your duties, what you know is right. And Bhishma Dev is, of course, there's telling him that. But then there is Shakuni. And this is, we can see today also, when a leader is unqualified or bewildered and he's just sitting there and things are getting rough maybe even, then, well, what shall I do? What shall I do? And then steps in the advisor, the minister, the, you know, these people around there with their... Some of them are very sly and clever, and they know how to get the king to where they want him. So here is a little confrontation between Shakuni and Bhishma. And when Bhishma speaks to the king, then Shakuni answers. And Bhishma says, I'm talking to the king, not to you. And Shakuni says, I'm speaking on behalf of the king. I'm his representative. Bhishma says, I think the king can speak for himself. And it goes like that. So this we can also plant this scene into the modern context.